This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, a simple little technique to make mindful eating happen as soon as your next meal. Plus, how pleasure is more important to naturally slender eating than it is to overeating. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you want to be. Now, you've just heard me say that this journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts, and if you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, that may seem like a strange thing to say for a weight loss podcast. But let me just give you a little primer, or a little refresher if you are a regular listener, of what this is about. It's about something called naturally slender eating and naturally slender lifestyle. In other words, it's not about losing weight by going on a plan and getting tough and making it happen with discipline and reserve and willpower. No, it's about actually transforming in the fullest sense of that word into someone for whom it is easy and natural to be slim. In other words, changing your very nature around food, which isn't as big a deal as it might sound, because the way we eat is conditioned, and it's just a set of behaviors and habits that we have that, of course, are driven by our thoughts and our beliefs about ourselves. And once you change your thoughts and your beliefs about yourself, then you can easily change your behaviors and eat in a way that is naturally slender. So maybe that sounds a little complicated, but behavior doesn't happen out of the blue. Heck, that's what I used to think when I was starting my struggle way back in my very early, like 12, 13 teen years, maybe even before my teen years. I thought that I just had to restrict myself, control myself. And then when I would eat out of control or eat more than I should and be uncomfortably full, I didn't understand where that behavior came from. It just seemed to appear out of nowhere. It was the great mystery for me. Just like other kinds of unwanted behaviors or self-destructive behaviors, be they addictive or using some kind of substance or escape, even self-cutting, all of those. I think when we start with those behaviors, most of us have no idea where they come from. In fact, some treatments, some efforts to end, leave it at that, have no recognition what actually drives behavior. And that's what it's so important to understand. What drives behavior are our thoughts and our emotions, and what drives our thoughts and our emotions are beliefs, in particular, our beliefs about ourself. Now, there are some other layers there too, but to simplify matters, really change your beliefs, you'll change your thoughts, you will change your behaviors. All right, we need a little bit of behavior change nudge there, and we have that in this program baked in. But the difference is that here we're going deep into the belief and thought level, so that by the time it comes to choosing the healthy option over the unhealthy option, or eating mindfully, which is what we're going to be talking about in a few moments, that just kind of happens. That's what people who do this program tell me over and over again that they have success amnesia. They forget they had a problem. They're like, oh, I hadn't noticed that. I had a client just the other day. I said, so where are you? We hadn't spoken in a week. It was time for her weekly session. And she said, well, yesterday I overate. I said, okay, yesterday you overate. Well, what about the other 6 days? Oh, those were easy. Great. It was all good. I was in line. Everything was great. I'm like, yeah, well, let's start focusing on those 6 days of great. And then turns out that the little bit of overeating that happened the day before was a whole lot less overeating than had happened before that. But alas, where were we? On what the heck is naturally slender eating? Because that's relevant to what we're doing today. Mindfulness, what we're talking about. Naturally slender eating is being in tune with your body in such a way that you're following your body's hunger and satiety signals and choosing, making decisions about when and what to eat that create the most, wait for it, guys, do you know it? The most torture? No. The most pleasure, the most yummy pleasure over time. Who knew? The great secret that being slim, naturally slender, is about more pleasure, not less. Oh my gosh. I feel like, you know, that old commercial for those of you old enough to remember, you bop yourself on the head and you say, wow, I could have had a V8. Wow, I didn't know being slim was about more pleasure in my life. Jeez Louise. Well, thank goodness for that. So that's what it's about. In order to get to that place of more pleasure, we need to be in tune with our bodies. We need to know what the signals are, and we have to be able or desire, prefer, actually prefer, not struggle, not push, not grit our teeth about it, but prefer to make decisions that make our bodies feel good longer. And so that's what we do here. Little bit by little bit, we just take away anything that is in the way of that, of pleasure over time. And voila, it just happens that you get 6 days, and then when you do overeat, it's less than it was before. And then it's less again. And before you know it, you can't remember the last time you overdid it or overdid it in such a way that you couldn't self-correct within 24 hours or less. So there you go. That's the shortcut. Being naturally slender, it's about ease, because if it ain't easy, it ain't gonna last. That's what I'm telling you. That is the truth of the matter. If it is hard, if it is a struggle, you think that you're gonna carry that on the rest of your life? I mean, seriously, come on. And even if you play that little game with yourself, which is I'm just going to get myself kickstarted on this cleanse, on this fast, on this super strict diet, and then I'll be on track, and then I can switch to maintenance. You know, that doesn't really tend to work, because I'm guessing you've tried that before. Maybe. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying that might as well go for pleasure now, rather than pleasure after 3 months of torture or however long the restrictive thing, or 7 days or whatever it is, however long that goes on. Oh, by the way, have you been dropping inside? Because that's how we get to know what's going on with us. I know we've already been going for a while, and maybe you're used to it by now, so that the moment that you tune in and hear me say welcome, the moment you hear that word, you immediately begin to relax. Begin to check in with you deep down inside. Now, if that were the case, if the moment you heard me say welcome in every episode that you just started to relax and become more and more present with you, letting the thoughts, the worries, the cares, the busyness of the mind come to rest, letting them fade away into the distance, why, that would be a very nice thing, wouldn't it? It could happen just like that, couldn't it? So welcome, and allow yourself to be present here. And while you're at it, just take a mo to send your support to all of the other listeners of this podcast across space and time. Heck, just throw in anyone who struggles with their weight Imagine sending them all of your love and support, your open-heartedness and connection, and feel theirs come back to you magnified many, many times over. We are part of the community here, and we're all connected at one level or another. Okay, so today is about mindful eating. We started talking about this last time, saying the first step to becoming mindful in your eating is, of course, to become connected and aware of your own body. Now, sometimes stuff gets in the way of that. If you aren't connected to your body, if you don't know what hunger feels like and you don't know what satiety feels like, in other words, that pleasant feeling just before full, like, oh, just right feeling, that yummy good feeling, if you don't know that or you don't feel it often enough, there's a reason. It's not an accident. There's nothing defective with you. Nobody forgot to turn the switches on when you were born. There's a reason. You've done it to yourself, most likely, almost certainly, and you did it because there was something uncomfortable in being connected with you. Now, there are lots of ways to release this. We talked about this last time, and we have so many nice, effective techniques in this program to release any objections to being mindful and present with you. Sometimes, however, you don't even need a technique. They can just evaporate. They can just disappear as your mind turns more and more to the reality of simply being present with you. By the way, it's time for us to take a break now. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click Podcasts. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about mindful eating, which requires being aware of what's going on. It also requires being present to the food that you're eating. So noticing it, looking at it, have a nice look at it. The Japanese, I think, it's the culture where they have the most inclination to really appreciate the visual attractiveness of food. They get enjoyment, they get pleasure just from appreciating food's appearance. And so in Japan, you'll see that they look at food. In fact, in Japan, they pay a lot of attention to the way it looks. And instead of menus, maybe this is just because there are a lot of people or tourists in Tokyo and the other places I've been, but the custom there at many restaurants, instead of having a written menu, they actually have replicas of the food in the window, often plastic, so you can really see what your meal is going to look like. Now, plastic isn't that appealing to me, but it's working there. Maybe that's why they're so slim. Nevertheless, they're very visual. They really use their eyes to appreciate the food that they eat, and they want it to look good. I can't remember if I've told the story of one meal I had in Tokyo. It was the most expensive meal I had ever had, and at the time it was about $500, which would be, I'm sure, much, much more now, and that still is a stratospheric number for a meal. And each course was not more than a bite, maybe two, of the most beautiful food, beautifully presented. They had this wonderful multi-level structure that each course, that some of the courses came out on. Each one was a complete work of art. And there were many courses, like 12, but by the time I was done, I'd worked up a good appetite. wasn't enough for my Western belly, but I had to go back and order rice in room service. But it's just me. I guess it never worked for me there. Anyway, so appreciating the beauty of the food is part of mindful eating. And the flavors, the textures, how does your food feel in your mouth? Do you enjoy the feel of the food? Is it warm or cool? The temperature? Is it crunchy or mushy or smooth? I wonder, what does it smell like? You know, I've read that as much as 80% of our experience of taste, quote unquote, is actually our experience of smell. Because the food, when it's in our mouth, the smell goes up the back of our throat to our nose, and we're actually smelling it as much as we are tasting it. So smell your food, like smelling a flower. It will increase your enjoyment and your awareness of what's going into your body, because, again, mindful eating happens a little more slowly. Overeating tends to happen really fast. Just pay attention. And by the way, did you do your homework from last time, which was to spend 7 minutes eating? I wonder what that experience was like for you, what it taught you about the speed with which you normally eat. The intention of that little exercise is to notice the speed that is normal for you so that you can be present and consciously decide how fast you want to eat your food. Because if you're going to enjoy your food, you might as well spend a little time at it so you can have more pleasure. Notice a theme here in what we're talking about: pleasure, enjoyment, the experience of it. Okay, so that's what mindful eating is. It's being present. It is noticing, tasting, smelling, feeling, seeing the food that you consume. And that naturally happens more easily when you are sitting rather than standing or walking even. You go to other countries and it's pretty unusual in most of them to see people walking and eating. But here in the States, we multitask all the time. We're walking and eating our lunch. I find that just really really unpleasant. Really bugs me to do that now, because enjoying what I eat is really important for me, as you might imagine. And by the way, a lot of the challenge of fast food, the reason that it is linked to weight gain and obesity and all sorts of problems, is the way that it is eaten. Fast, it's right in the name, fast food is often eaten on the go, in the car. How often do you eat while you're driving or in the car? How much pleasure do you get from that? I'm guessing not a whole heck of a lot. Now, don't get me wrong, I've done it in emergency situations. I've done it when the need arises. I just don't like it. I'd rather take the time, take my 7 minutes, telling you, all of them, and enjoy my food. Much better. So what fast food does, or has done, in any culture where it goes, is it rips the ritual out of eating. It rips the experience, the enjoyment, the let's take a moment and pause. I may have mentioned this before, but I read a while ago that McDonald's was really challenged in China. The Chinese have this thing about sitting down and eating their meal and taking time over it. And the Chinese, of all cultures, and they are just, you know, fast, 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 get it done. And yet they sit down and they enjoy their food. They like to spend time over a meal. McDonald's says, this is totally wrong. They need to understand that that's a waste of time. They can be more productive if they eat on the go through the drive-thru or the, you know, the pickup window, however they do it. Well, gosh, I'm guessing that as the Chinese adopt that pattern, their waistlines will start to increase, I'm sorry to say. So there's what you eat, and then there's how you eat it. Do you take the time to enjoy it? Particularly important while you're in the transition, as you are now, to naturally slender. Particularly important while you're in the transition to naturally slender. Now, here's my little tip. Something you may not have thought about is how the heck do you get the behavior of mindful eating, of slowing down, into your day-to-day routine? Because you probably don't think about it, or you think you don't have time. That's just anyone who says I don't have time is really saying I don't make it a priority, because we all have 24 hours in the day. And so we all have the same number of hours and minutes and seconds. So if you don't have time, that means, quick translation, I'm good with languages, so I can translate on the spot like this, it's not a priority for me. Now, I know you've got, you know, work, and it may not be the culture in your workplace. That's very common these days. But, you know, we're talking 7 minutes here, sister, you know, brother. Come on. I bet you can make that happen. Even just once a week, you know, let's start where you are. Maybe you can slip out once a week. Maybe move it up to twice a week. Doesn't have to take very long, just a bit of awareness. And by the way, while you're at it, can you get away from your desk, please? How much enjoyment do you get really eating at your desk, probably while going through email or something? And don't even, let's not even talk about what the keyboard looks like after that. I mean, let's not even go there. All right. So, how are you going to bring these behaviors into your life? You're going to use a little mental rehearsal, the redo and the predo. You remember those little techniques where you rehearse in your mind behaving the way that you want to behave? It's a snazzy little effective behavior change tool, just as good as real life practice if you do it vividly enough, according to some brain research that's gone on. So go for it right now. Take a mo and imagine slowing down at your next meal. Taking a moment to look at it, to smell, notice the aromas, to see it, to feel it, and then take a small bite, put it in your mouth, and let it linger there for a moment as you notice the flavors and the textures. Do you like it? Check in with your tummy. Are you really hungry? Are you a little hungry? Are you a lot hungry? Notice as you continue eating over those minutes, however many they are, how your hungerness level changes. Now, there's that whole 20-minute rule. We won't go there today. The one that says that it takes 20 minutes for the signal to reach your brain. That's just not a problem. Let's talk about that next time, okay? Because there are little pre-signals, that little pre-cues that tell you that fullness is on its way. We can go into that in more detail. But for now, I just want you to rehearse in your mind a few meals coming up that you will be eating mindfully, more mindfully. We're not talking about perfection here. Just remember that. We're talking about something better than where you are now. Anything better. Incremental improvement. Okay? We're not going for the Olympic gold medal in mindful eating. We're going for, okay, let's enter the ranks of amateur athletes and go for the first step outside. Okay? And you're going to do that with a little mental rehearsal. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.